what about me? Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Hey, 641, it's WSGW. Good morning on a Morning Team Tuesday show. Dave, Pat, Charlie, you as we broadcast and you enjoy WSGW.com online, 100.5 and 790 News Radio WSGW. Alexa and Siri can find WSGW for you as we broadcast on this Tuesday, September 15th, 2020 calendar date. And it's a special date for the WSGW Winvitational Golf Outing, the golf outing itself that's taking place today. I'm going to have a little fun with that in a couple of different ways.
This is Kenny
Loggins doing I'm All Right, the theme from the movie Caddyshack, which, by the way, is celebrating its 40th year this
that
year.
Long.
It's 1980. And there's a fun tie-in to this that I'll tell you about in a moment. But, you know, we use this, the Winvitational Golf Outing, which we've been doing for many years. We call it that because you have to win your invitation by participating in those closest to the pin contests that we held back in July. Mm-hmm. I should say August. Yeah, it was August. I remember what month
August.
I'm in here. Yes.
We did a little later this year and last year.
We were at Maple Leaf Golf Course. We were at the Sawmill at Green Acres. And showed up and took those three swings at the pin. And at the end of the show, the golfer that was closest to the pin, plus three guests, a foursome, going to the golf outing today, plus the person who was with us at the Sawmill Golf Outing, won a spot as well.
Oh, that's right. The overall winner from there.
And then we have other invited guests and things like that.
Sponsors, et cetera.
Yeah. But it all takes place today. We're heading to the Polecat in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about me. I'm all right. I'm just disappearing into the woods to find my golf ball.
is that where you're going to spend your time?
Oh, I suspect some of it.
Maybe a little bit. Boy, you know, September, golf, all weather dependent, and there are many pleasant days that we have in September.
That is risky in September.
But boy, you've got one today.
Yeah, we lucked out. Man. Really did. I always worry when we have to do this in September because it can rain a lot this month.
Sunny to partly cloudy, the official sky call for here, as well as in Mount Pleasant, and temperatures in the 70 to 75 range.
Ooh, that'll be nice.
Wow.
Once it warms up. Right now it's a little chilly.
Yeah, well, at 50 degrees, these chilly mm-hmm. fall mornings. And a little south breeze, too, about 10 to 15. So you should be mm-hmm. you should be very comfortable when you're golfing. We certainly want to thank all the participants of our Closest to the Pin contest who are trying to win their invitation. Congratulations to our winners. Of course, our golf outing a little different this year because of restrictions and what we got to do to make sure that we adhere to proper protocols. So everyone is going to meet in Mount Pleasant.
Yes, of course, we don't want to forget Westside Decorating, which is a sponsor of this year's Winvitational events.
Very much so, and we appreciate Westside Decorating Center in Saginaw working with us. You're heading out at what time?
I'll be on the road about 7:30, so I can get over there and get set up for everyone to get registered at 9, and then they'll be using the driving range, and we'll be promptly starting off to golf at 10 o'clock.
All right.
So we'll be done probably 3:30.
So a nice day for those who are taking advantage of an opportunity to perhaps play hooky from work. What better way to play hooky than to do some golfing.
On the Polecat. Yes, it's a great golf course. I really enjoyed that interview we had last week with Dan Pohl and looking forward to actually meeting him today.
Dan's going to be there to greet. He's looking forward to having fun with our guests and having a chance to show off his golf course. Of course, the Polecat designed by Mount Pleasant native and pro golfer Dan Pohl. 6:45 is the time, so let me continue in this to kind of tie this into, again, using the, and we use the Caddyshack theme because, you know, Caddyshack, one of the great golf movies, some say the greatest golfing movie of all time with its comedic effect and star-studded cast.
Yes, it was.
We just thought it fits our Winvitational. But I don't know, Pat, if you caught this, is you being the movie man that would appreciate this. Did you hear what I said? Caddyshack now 40 years old.
Yes, 40 years old.
Wow,
yeah,
how about
right.
that?
Yeah, it came out in 1980.
So I missed this.
Have you seen Bill Murray lately?
I've seen Bill. Yeah, I think so. It's been a while.
He's looking like it's been 40 years.
He looks better than Chevy.
You see, in that movie, he looked like he was a...
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't seen Chevy in a while.
Not good.
Have you seen Michael O'Keefe in a while?
Yeah, I have. I have. I think I know the story.
Did you see the story?
I did.
This is a cool story. I missed this completely. Michael O'Keefe, who played the young Danny Noonan.
Danny, yes. Mr. Noonan.
In the...
Mr. Noonan.
You know, the U.S. Open is this week. And apparently yesterday, again, the guy who played in Caddyshack, I did not know that years ago when he was a youngster, he was actually a real caddy.
Oh, okay.
At Wingfoot.
Yeah. And they're done that.
Yeah. And on Monday, he was caddying again at 65 years old.
Really?
He says, I've given a lot of interviews this year because it's the 40th anniversary of the release of Caddyshack. And he says, I knew the open was going to be here where I caddied years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he thought, wouldn't it be fun if somebody put me on their bag? And I guess he put out a social media post say, hey, would love to caddy for somebody. And
he got a taker. Huh?
Somebody took him. Yeah.
Now I wonder if they'll take his advice.
Well, he golfed well in the movie.
Yes, he did. Probably had the best swing of any of the actors in that movie.
Probably because he was a golfer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no
right.
doubt about that. I guess Mike Breed called him and said, hey, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, why? He says, well, let's do this. So on Monday, it says with the familiar red Bushwood hat on his head and a cumbersome Titleist staff bag on his shoulder, the 65-year-old actor was a caddy on Monday. I guess he caddied for 2 summers, it says, early 70s. So what fun is that?
That's
says,
awesome.
Says here it also added a chance to spotlight a fundraising effort, which was started by a Wingfoot member to aid the club's full-time caddies who lost work because of the pandemic.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so, and if I read this correctly, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. O'Keefe, yeah, they're looking, it's a GoFundMe.org, you know, GoFundMe, and O'Keefe has kicked in money for it, too.
Oh, okay.
So not only did he caddy, but he also kicked in some money for that. How about that?
Well, very good.
That's
all
fun.
Right.
That is fun.
Yeah, Michael O'Keefe has to be in his late 60s, right?
It says 65.
Yeah, okay,
65.
Mid-late
here, yeah.
That's what I would have thought.
So what, was he 25 when he started in one of the stars in the movie then, right?
Mm-hmm.
40 years ago, so if I'm doing my math right.
Yeah, because he was in his 20s by then, yeah. He was in, he did a couple guest starring roles in MASH in the 70s before he was even big.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I did not know
and
that.
And then he was nominated for an Academy Award for The Great Santini with Robert Duvall. So that was kind of like the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s is where he made his high mark. However, though, Charlie, you being a baseball fan, there's an interesting, kind of a forgotten baseball movie that he did called The Slugger's Wife. It came out in 1984, 85, something like that.
I'm not familiar with it.
Right.
Okay.
He and Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
Yep. Rebecca De Mornay in it, too. It's a romantic comedy, but a lot of baseball scenes in it. So it's an interesting movie.
Well, that's
not bad. It's pretty funny.
Maybe that's why I didn't pay attention to it, because it had romanticism. And I'm sorry. We're here to play baseball. We're not here for the love. Love of the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'll never love for love of the game, then.
Love of the game, maybe, but not love in the game. Well, have a good time golfing today, Dave.
Well, thank you. We look forward to it. We'll catch up with Art Lewis out there as well. And it's going to be a good day on the golf course, I think.
Tomorrow we'll expect great stories of your golfing prowess and how you just...
I think you used the wrong word there.
It's 6:50 on WSGW. Going to have a good time today with our golfing guests. 6:50 is time to start going up to the hour. Up to the minute news, business, weather, and sports. It starts now from Dave Maurer in the WSGW newsroom.
President Donald Trump is set to preside over the signing of historic diplomatic deals between Israel and two Gulf Arab nations that could herald a dramatic shift in Middle East power dynamics. The ceremony today at the White House is aimed at showcasing presidential statesmanship ahead of November's election. Mr. Trump will host more than 700 guests on the South Lawn to witness the sealing of the agreements between Israel and